What's up, everybody? Welcome to the RSA podcast. My name is Arsenio Mash. You can follow me on Instagram at RSAYSR, or you can follow me on the podcast page at RSA podcast. Today, I have Jay Christian coming in. He is the host of the Cognac Room podcast. He's a great dude. I want to talk to him about basically any tips, any tricks that he might have, any things that he's learned while podcasting, how long he's been podcasting, you know, basically, and just to see if he deals with any, everyday stresses and how he deals with them, and, you know, basically interview him for his podcast and talk about his podcast, you know, and we'll see how that goes. It should be awesome. It should be really fun. I brought a couple pints with me, just in case he decides to drink some alcohol or liquor or whatever it is that he does. And it should be fun. Oh, he also talked about a story on Instagram where he thought his wallet got stolen. We're going to get into that for real. So thank you so much. Thank you for everybody that's here. Teespring, got some shirts on there, teespring.com/stores/8-blocks-merch. Got some t-shirts there, get your 8 blocks logos there, your logo merch. And if you're interested in supporting the podcast, you go to patreon.com/8blocks entertainment. From there, you get all the exclusive stuff. You get everything that I record pretty much the day of, and with unnoted zero edits. And, you know, you get to see what the real interview is about and, you know, extra content, extra, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes, sometime, you know, an entire podcast that's going to be exclusive. So yeah, feel free, please go there, go to patreon.com/8blocks entertainment. That will help me support me directly. So I appreciate you. And when I see you, it'll be with Jay Christian. Thank you. Thank you so much. Peace. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the RSA podcast. Today, I got Jay Christian with me. Y'all already know, I've already done the intro for this gentleman. So what I'm going to do is let him, you know, give all his plugs out, get them all out of the way. And that way we can just have a good long conversation.
What's up, man? My name is Jay Christian. I am the host of the Cognac Room podcast, as I'm sure you've already shared. And so if you want to listen to the podcast, you can catch us on all major platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, the list goes on. Your favorite podcast player, you'll be able to find it there. It's myself along with another guy, two other females. It's a drink-infused adult podcast that kind of just explores, you know, adulting, male and female interactions. And it's very uninhibited. And, you know, the social media stuff is the Cognac Room podcast on Instagram. It's the Cognac Room podcast on Facebook. And it is the Cognac Room on Twitter. And that's that. That's all I got.
Word. Nah, man. So let's just get right into it. How long you been podcasting?
2 years in April.
Oh, wow. You know, I can definitely see the experience. You know, I've only been doing it for about a year, for sure. And you know, you just popped up on my radar like quick. I've been watching you for a while, especially on those like podcast promotion groups and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but for some reason lately, you've been really on the radar, man, and I want to say congratulations, and it's awesome to see it, bro. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking whiskey today.
What kind? Like what brand, name?
Oh, yeah. Jack.
Okay. Good old
classic Jack.
Ooh, one thing I got to tell you about that, boy. That one's dangerous for me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So what have you learned so far from podcasting?
Oh, man. So much.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, I was just skating. And like, what got you into it? What made you want to start it?
Okay, I had a buddy of mine. Me and some of the guys that I know, we hang out together. We go to each other's houses. But actually, this one guy started this event called Meets, and it's an acronym for Men Eating and Talking Shit. And so we get together, we drink, we smoke cigars, we grill or cook, and we just shoot the shit, man. And so one night we were all together doing this, and one of the guys was like, man, you have some interesting stories. He was like, man, your voice and everything. He was like, you should probably start a podcast. What I found really incredible about that was it was something that was in the back of my mind anyway, because I love podcasting. So I was like, I think I could do that. I think I'd be good at it. And I wanted to do it. And so the guy that suggested this, he's a brand coach. So he's like, no excuses, you know, just do it, you know, push forward. So I was like, okay, cool, man. I think I might do that. So maybe 2-3 weeks later, our mutual friend says, hey, man, have you heard Darnell's podcast? And I was like, nah, he's got a podcast? Like, yeah. So he sent me the link and I started listening to it. So I called him and I was like, hey, man, how the hell did you get a podcast before me? And he was like, man, I felt like it was a good idea. It was something that I should do. And I did it. He was like, so you haven't done it yet? I was like, no. So he said, man, don't hesitate. Don't wait. He said, I started with a $29 USB mic. And he was like, go ahead and order the mic today. That way you don't have any excuses. You've already been invested and you can get going. And so I ordered the mic that day. And as soon as the mic came, I started tinkering with it. And I got, you know, recorded my first episode.
What was it on?
It was, it's entitled 9 Kids Inside Conversations. And it was a young lady named Petra, who's actually a member of the Cognac Room podcast family now. We went to middle school together and she was married. She got married really young and she had, I think, 4 kids of her own. Her sister passed away and had like 5 kids. So, or it was the other way around. And so she took them in. And so she ended up with 9 kids. So I was interviewing her basically about how her life was, you know, raising 9 children.
That's, man, that's crazy, yo. 9 kids. I can't even imagine. Kids. I've got 3.
Yeah, man, it's rough.
Wow. What kind of knowledge would you, the number one piece that you took from that that interview?
The number one piece that I took from that interview is you have to treat each child uniquely and differently. You don't, there's not a blanket parenting style that works for all.
Yeah, you know what, that's so true. Even just with my 3 there, you know, 20, 13 and 11, we'll say. And, you know, every single one of them is a different personality. So you have to parent them a completely different because, and it really makes you learn more about yourself because each one of your children honestly do take a personality from you, you know, whether you like it or not.
That's right. Absolutely.
Wow. All right. So you started off with the $20 mic.
Yep. 29. Yeah.
And was it on your phone? Was it on Anchor?
Yeah, it was on Anchor. And basically it was a USB mic. I plugged it into my computer and just started recording directly into the app. Yep.
Yeah, man. I did the same thing for real. And it's been, was it a lot harder than you thought it would be?
The only thing that was hard for me, honestly, was the editing, especially trying to do it in Anchor. It was very...
Oh, God, I hated that editing tool.
Yeah.
Especially when you're just doing it on the phone. It was the worst.
Yeah, it was rough. And actually, it was easier to do the editing on the phone than to actually try to do it on the laptop.
Yeah, so. Exactly. I did the same thing. I spent 99 cents on a voice recorder, though, and it came with a little editor. So I was like, all right, bet, 99 cents, and then did it all on the phone, recorded it into my phone and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yes.
That's cool. So what was like the target thing that you wanted? Like, is right now what you're podcasting about, is it what you thought your podcast would be when you started?
No. Initially, when I started it, it was going to basically be kind of, you know, I'm sitting down with ordinary people that have extraordinary stories or live extraordinary lives. And it was just going to be kind of an interview thing going, right? Mm-hmm. And then I did a round table episode with some guys that I work with. I think that was the very first episode that I did with like multiple people. And I realized like, yeah, I think I want to just do the round table stuff. And so it's actually really interesting because I do a lot of the round table stuff, but I still do a lot of one-on-one interviews. Well, not necessarily. Some of them are interviews. Some of them are just conversations. So it's kind of a mixture.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's like me. I'm trying to figure out my whole thing. I had a couple interviews so far, and they're all on on the Patreon. But I don't know. I've only got one patron, so I was like, do I want to release them yet? And it's like, editing. I don't want to fucking edit it, man. Fuck editing, yo. I fucking hate editing, man, for real.
I actually enjoy editing a lot more than I did since I stopped doing it on Anchor.
Okay.
I use like a regular DAW now.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I was using the Adobe Premiere Pro. And if that's for the video too, man, if you can invest in it, that's a good one to invest in. And you can pretty much make anything you fucking want, for real.
I have it. So here's the thing. I have the suite. You know how you can get the suite
for with like all the monthly. Yeah. With all the apps. Yeah.
Right. And I'm not used to the interface or the operating system, whatever you want to call it. I'm not really used to it, so I'm still dealing with that a little bit. But I've said that I was going to take an entire day of about 12 to 18 hours to just spend messing with that. So that's something that I'll be doing.
Any help you need, let me know, man. I mean, we can do it just like this on Zoom. Share the the screen when on a day we're not recording. And man, I can show you how to drag the files into your sequence and add backgrounds and edit the photo and all that shit, man.
Hey, that's dope, man. I appreciate that.
Hell yeah, man. And then you'll learn your own style from there, man. Like, I'm not perfect. I'm not 100% on it. I got to be perfectly honest. I know enough to make it decent. You know what I mean?
Right. Gotcha. Yeah.
And then if there is something that you need to edit out or like background noises and all that kind of stuff, it's sweet. So yeah. Okay. What kind of techniques though? What kind of techniques? All right, so you learned from the USB, and you were on Anchor. Obviously Anchor sucks for editing. And then
right.
All right, so now how do you do it? Now, I know we kind of talked on Instagram a little bit, so I'm trying to lead you into it. The equipment. What kind of equipment do you have now since you've been in there for 2 years?
Okay, yeah. So I'll tell you my progression.
Yeah.
It went from the USB mic and the laptop to I bought a Behringer. I guess you'd say.
Yeah, the mixer. Little mixer.
I bought it. Yeah, the little mixer.
Like that. Like that. Like that.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Very similar.
Yeah.
So I bought the mixer, and I had an audio interface that I plugged into from the mixer into the computer.
Yeah.
And so
the sound card.
Yeah. So I started doing that, and that worked really well. But I wasn't able to separate my tracks. So everything was going on one track, right? And so I said, well, damn, all right, I need something that's gonna help me to separate the tracks. And so I went and bought a PodTrack P4, right? It's this little thing. It's got like four mic jacks, and it's got some buttons, and it's got, SD card and whatever else. And it's multi-track recording. Record directly into it. Like if you use it as an interface, you're gonna get the one track. But if you record directly into that, you will get the interface. So I mean the multi-track. So use that for a while. Kind of struggled with some noise and getting the volumes right and stuff like that. And then one day I saw this other podcaster on my page with this machine on his table, right? And I inboxed him and I said, hey man, what is that you're using? And so, but prior to that, I went and listened to his podcast and I was mm-hmm. like, man, that sounds amazing. So yeah. I said, what is that you're using? And he told me it was a Rodecaster Pro. And I went out and got that bad boy.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
First time I heard someone using it was the Black Ohioans. And it was like a radio show, man. They had people calling yeah. in. They had the whole setup. They had people call, you know, it was crazy, man. It was good as hell.
Crazy.
And yeah. I was like, damn, man, these people ain't on the regular radio. That's how good it was. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Yeah.
Shout out to the Black Ohioans. I haven't heard them in a while, but you know, they're the ones that was like, oh shit, okay. So podcasting could really be better than just, yo, 90%, let's keep it real. 90% of the podcast that's on Anchor sound like dog shit, including this one. I ain't going front. That's the reason I want the Rodecaster.
Man, it's even, and I'll be honest with you, man, even with the Rodecaster, there's room for improvement for me because I started off trying to use, gotten the XLR mics.
It looks complicated.
So I started off trying to use those XLR mics, and while they were better than most in a sense, and the sound wasn't horrible, it wasn't what I wanted. So I did end up going and getting a pod mic just to test it out and see if I like that sound better. And I do like the pod mic, how it sounds a lot better, because I was using condenser microphones, and the pod mic is a dynamic microphone.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. That's the thing about the condenser microphones, man. They're hot. They're really good for like live shows and shit like that. And you just get, I'm telling you, man, like with the mixer for me, it's like, it's a lot to keep up with, especially when it's just me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
that's right.
That's pretty cool, man. That's good to hear, yo. Cause, and then you got everything right there. And you got those little, can you show me or not?
Yeah. I can show you. Hold on. Give me a second.
All right. I'm gonna pull up the what's it called right quick? The one you were talking about, the pod track. Oh yeah.
Yeah, man. That baby's got all kind of buttons lit up and shit.
Oh,
it's got all kind of buttons lit up and shit.
Yeah. That's fat. I like that shit a lot, man.
As a matter of fact.
Uh-huh. As a matter of fact, if you'll give me a second, I'll grab the pod track and show it to you. It's right here. It's not too far away.
Okay, bet.
This is the pod track P4 right here.
Yeah, that thing is nice.
Yeah. And so it has the microphone jacks at the top, and it has all the little buttons and the volumes and... it has a sound pad of like four pad sound pad and outputs and the volumes for the outputs and the screen. So this thing, I want to say it was like two something. So it's a good price.
Yeah, that's what it said about like $199, $220 or some shit like that.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. So it, like, you just record straight onto that, onto like a memory card.
Yeah, there's an SD card in there. I mean, it doesn't come with it, but I went to Best Buy and got me one.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It seems limited, though, huh? Because, like, you can't add something to it as far as, like, music, for say. You know what I mean? Sometimes you want to listen to a music and in your headphones, you know what I mean? Can you do that? Why are you pinned? Oh, okay. My bad.
Okay. No problem. I can do that with that if I hook it up to a laptop or hook it up to, or if I download the music onto one of the sound pads, I can do that.
Oh, nice. I didn't realize that. That's fat. Okay. Yeah. Damn. So do you do everything yourself or do you outsource anything?
I don't outsource anything. I do everything myself, man, because I want to do it. I want to learn how to do it. And I've grown to really enjoy it. So I'm just, and I'm a perfectionist. I'm one of those people that, you know, once I start doing something, I want to get better at it and take it to the next level. So I just do everything myself.
Yeah. No doubt. When I started podcasting, I started it with two other guys. And it was basically a drinking show where we got together and talked shit and made fun of each other all the time. So, and I got really tired of it. So I tried to start it, add content to it, different types of subjects and shit like that. And then, the other two didn't want to, they didn't take it as serious as I did. You feel me? So I ended up just starting on my own, and I've only really been doing it on my own for like a year. You know what I mean? Those relationships are over. You know what I'm saying? At this point.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you guys friends prior to the starting the podcast?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, but it was personal. It was personal stuff that got involved though. You know what I'm saying? So
I get it.
I don't want to say names or give any kind of offense.
Believe it or not, I know of one of the other guys, but I don't know him, but I know one of the guys that you're talking about, because he changed his Instagram page changed. And he started, posting different stuff or whatever.
It's been that long?
I was
paying
attention to you guys, man.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, I appreciate that, man. Yeah, word is bond. Yeah, you can listen to the 3L podcast on Patreon.
Yes, sir.
But has anything like that ever happened to you?
Not me, because the way it happened for me was I started off by myself, and then I just implemented or included my core group of people. These are people that I party with anyway.
Okay.
So it was just kind of like, oh, well, hey, so I got Petra on the podcast, and then two other people, the guy Sincere is someone that she knows, and Lyric is someone that I know through. So I know Sincere and Lyric through her.
Okay.
But it was just kind of, we were all hang out and drink and party, and at one by one they all just came, and we already had a chemistry, and so it was just kind of like, we're good, we're gonna keep it that. But what I will say is I saw other relationships change that weren't related to podcasting at all, but I feel like there were some people, or there are some people, who number one didn't want to support me or don't want to support what I'm doing, whether it's because they don't believe in it, or if it's because they don't approve of it, or if it's just because it's kind of like a little bit of hate, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're doing something that, you're doing something bigger than what I'm doing, or something that I don't have the courage or ability to step out to do. I don't know specifically what it is, but there are people who have, there are actually some people who have shied away from me because of it. Yeah.
No, I believe that for real. Yeah. That's true. Once people start seeing the real you, not just the person they think you are, that's when, opinions and things start to change. You know what I mean? It's like, when you're friends, you're friends. But when you're family, all those little deep, seated things, And we were never like family or nothing like that. I'm not saying that we were, but it felt like it was a manufactured like friendship. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, it was bound to crumble. I mean, it was bound to break. And it was, right. But I just kept going, man, by myself. Look, I don't know how much you've heard of my podcast at all, but I started off like really just you know, kind of saying how I feel about shit. You know what I mean? And I, you know, trying to add, you know, some kind of content to it of what I was basically doing at the time. Like, you know, with Follow My Journey, I was doing, you know, research into psychedelics and talking about my family history and shit like that. And with Fredericksburg's Finest, I was doing, you know, little interviews around the neighborhood with people that need, that had stuff to promote. You know what I mean? I just like talking to people. I like, you know, promoting it. I like, that's the kind of shit I like to do. You know what I mean? I don't necessarily like to be like in front of the spotlight. You know what I mean? I would personally prefer to be in the background. I ain't going front. But I'm getting a little more comfortable in front of the camera, in front of the microphone. So it's getting a little easier now. I can, you know, kind of hold the conversation a little longer, because that is a thing, man. The art of the conversation, you have to really do, you have to learn that, man. And I'm in the middle of it, you know? Yeah. So it's like, it's tough, yo. And to come up with good content, it's, you know, it could be challenging, man. But when at the same time, you learn that people just really want to hear you talk.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about, one of the reasons I started the podcast as well is because I've lived an interesting life, man. I've been involved in a lot of shit, good and bad. Mm-hmm. And because I've always been a risk taker, and because I've always just kind of had little to no boundaries, I've done a lot of extreme shit, dumb shit, you know what I mean? And so I'm able to draw on those things, my experiences and stuff, which I think people somewhat find interesting. But because I'm so, for lack of a better term, raw and explicit sometimes, it turns some people off, you know. And but what's funny about that is these are people who use profanity and have these discussions themselves, but it's something like it's taboo to like just turn it on in the car and listen to it.
Yeah, it's taboo to talk about, you know. It's whatever, right, whatever the topic is. I mean,
yeah,
you know, unless it's one of those, yo, fucking true crime podcast, man. That shit,
everybody loves
it. Yeah, and everybody and their mother has one too.
Right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's not for me. That's not for me.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, I can't do it. I can't even do Joe Rogan no more. That's how I kind of started with Joe Rogan a little bit, but it was mainly the Legion of Skanks for me.
Okay.
facts. Yeah, it's a comedy trio in New York. And
gotcha.
Yeah. So I started kind of with that, and then branched off to like Two Bears, One Cave, Your Mom's House, you know, shit like that. But I've always loved to record a conversation between two people that don't know each other. One,
yeah.
Because it seems like in society now, you know, people don't know how to hold a conversation anymore, you know.
That's right.
You know, so I enjoy doing it, but there is a but. You know, I have I have social anxieties and, you know, anxiety, depression, all that shit. So you know, it's kind of hard to be out there in the streets to do it, but from here I feel like perfectly, you know what I mean, I feel perfectly comfortable. And you know, I don't know. It's just a weird thing for me. You know what I mean? So like, I've been looking into psychedelics and shit like that, and kind of trying to help me break out of all that, out of my little shell. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
And that's part of, I think that's part of the reason that a lot of times I do drink, because, you know, and I have other people drink because I want us to be relaxed. I want us to be uninhibited. I want us to be our true selves. And you know, there have been times we've gone too far and drank too much and sound like shit, but you know, it's all part of the process.
And fun.
And it's a lot of fun.
It really is, man. All right, so how long did it take for you to get comfortable with, be like, all right, boom, it's out there, and feel okay with it? Like, you know,
that's an interesting question. So I don't know, man. I've done a lot of performing in my life. Like, I was in dance groups, I was in singing groups, I was a hip hop artist, all of that. So I've kind of have always, well, I haven't always been okay with it, but I had gotten to a place where I was okay with it. And then the older I get, the more secure I've become in who I am. So honestly, that part never really bothered me. You know what I'm saying? Like, first episode I put out, I was confident. I was happy. I was ready. I had no regrets. I had no, you know.
I'm gonna change the world.
Yeah, you know. But the world, and in the very first episode I did, to this day, is probably the best performing episode that I've ever put out.
Get out of here. No shit, man.
Yeah.
That's great to hear, man. That's awesome, yo.
Yeah.
Or it could have been just all downhill from there. Nah, let me stop.
No. There was that. It felt like that.
The learning curve, of course, man. Yeah, for sure.
Like that. Because I feel like what happened was there were people that wanted to see what was going on. And once they saw what was going on, they went away. It was just people being nosy.
Basically. That's all it is. Yeah. Seeing what you're doing.
Yeah. That was it. That was it.
And, you know, some of them want to be a part of it after being absent for so long. You know what I mean? Like, oh, mm-hmm. Shit, hold on. What you doing? Hey, how you doing? You remember me? Let me get back into your life right quick. Maybe you can help me promote something.
Yes, sir. That's starting to happen now. Now it's starting to happen. I feel like for some reason I'm picking up some momentum now, more so. And I'm seeing some attitude shifts with people that didn't want anything.
They didn't know you was popping like that. That's why. You know what I'm saying?
I guess. Yeah. Yeah, bro. For real.
Now they know. They see you on Facebook. Okay. Yo, you ain't seen me on Instagram last year.
You know, that sort of thing. You know? And I've been fortunate enough to interview some, I guess, kind of high-profile people. I've only released maybe one or two so far, but I have some in the stash that are coming. And so people start seeing little things like that, and it's like, oh,
yeah,
maybe we should take them a little more seriously now. But, I mean, I don't trip, man. Like, I am who I am, man. I'm just everyday people, man. I don't switch up. I don't change up. I'm just... So, you know, if they want to come around now, if they finally, you know, get the big picture and they want to participate, you know, I'll still fuck with them. You know what I mean?
No, I feel you. I feel you. Nah, you know, damn, man, maybe I should have been a little nicer, but that kind of happened recently. And I was just like, yo, look, man, you wasn't here, yo.
No, sometimes you have to do that, too, because I'll give you a prime example. There's a young lady that was popping. And part of the reason she's always been popping is because she's attractive and she shows a lot of skin and shit, right? So I was like, hey, want to get you on the show, whatever, whatever. And she agreed to it and stood us up like two or three times, like left us looking stupid. And so just recently it's like, oh, we still need to record that. I'm like, nah, I'm good on that.
It's too late. It's too late. Yo, you had your chance. Yeah.
So it depends on who and how. For me, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, there are some people that I'm not, I won't fool with them.
Yeah, no doubt. This particular person, I said, look, I wrote them a whole note. I was like, look, this is how I started. This is the bumps and bruises I went through for the first like 6 months.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Hell yeah. Why you got to? Sorry, yo. I'm sorry, man. Look. I ain't no fair weather friend, man. If you down, we down. If you're not, we not. That's it. Simple as that.
Yeah. Because the way I heard somebody put it once was, they'll watch you push your car up to the top of the hill and won't help. But as soon as you get to the top of the hill, they all want to jump in to ride down.
Yeah.
Nah, we're not doing that. You know? Facts. We're not doing that. And the only way for me, the only way that I do that is honestly, truthfully, if there's a benefit in it for me. After you've given me your ass to kiss and now you want to come back, if there's a benefit in it for me, then I'd still deal with you. Like, you know, But if there's absolutely no benefit and you gave me your ass to kiss early in the game, then I'm not fooling with you. But then you could have somebody over here who just, you know, they weren't around. They just came around because they found out, you know, what I was doing and they showed support. They don't have to have really anything to offer. I'm going to fuck with them because that's who I am as a person.
I got you. Yeah, sure. Yeah. And you know, especially if they have something to offer, you know, it sucks to say that for real, but that's like kind of the business. I mean, I even fucking hate saying that shit, but like, it really doesn't have to be that way. I mean, but at the same time, it's like, well, you know what, you know, all right, this might benefit me. Sure. We can, you know, have some kind of mutual respect for each other.
Yeah.
We can definitely, you know, have, you know, do an actual podcast and then we don't have to talk after again. And if it goes well, maybe we'll do it again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But see, like, I had a dude recently reach out and say, man, how can I get on the podcast? Like, he doesn't really have anything going on like that. Like, he's not a podcaster. He doesn't have any music. He's not an entrepreneur. Like, there's really nothing that he has going on, but he's been supportive. And he's like, how can I get, and maybe, okay, you only supporting me because you had an end game. You want to get on the podcast. Like, dude, I podcast with everybody. I don't give a shit. Let's do it. You know what I'm saying?
Word is bond. Yep.
For me, man, I'm about building relationships, bro. I'm about building relationships and showing support. Because I realized that by building relationships and showing support, like, say, example for you, with you, building that relationship with you, showing you support, there's something I'm going to learn from you. You know what I'm saying? There's something that I'm going to be able to help you with. And down the road, we may be able to help each other as well. So when you build these relationships on the way to the top, once somebody gets there, it's easier for them to say, you know what? I fuck with Jay because Jay was a good dude and he did this and he was that. And okay, yep. I'm in a position to, you know, shout him out. I'm going to shout him out. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah. Yeah, hell yeah. I'm going to always shout out. I'm going to always shout out people without, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, you got to, man. And I don't know, man. Sometimes, though, it can be tough. But it's like, I don't know. I guess I'm in the spot right now where it's like, you know, almost like, all right. All y'all can stay away from me right now. Let me focus on this. You know what I mean? And that's where I'm really going to get into this podcast and shit like real hard in the next like 2 months. And I've been doing it, but just sporadically. I would drop, you know, an episode here, there, everywhere, you know, every once in a blue, and then stop for a month. And then, you know, that kind of shit. I'm trying to get into a schedule to drop episodes weekly, you know what I mean? And now it's like I'm getting into a groove. People from the past want to try to come in, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how it happens, bro. That's how it happens.
What were we talking about? I'm kind of lost now.
We were just talking about how, you know, well, I was the last thing you actually asked me was about how I was dealing with putting stuff, like once I started putting stuff out, like how was the progression of me getting used to it or something like that. Like,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right. Yeah. That's right. you know, like for me, it was almost, I hated to say it like this, but like a sexual way. Like orgasmic almost, like, oh shit, I put it out. Cause look, man, I come from a background. You don't talk about, I should probably hold this closer. You don't talk about anything in the family. You keep it quiet. You don't say nothing. You keep your head down and shit like that. Once I started talking about myself, you know, it was like people started like looking at me different. You know what I mean? So you know, have you had any of that while you've been podcasting?
Oh yeah. So I'll tell you this, I share this with you, man. First podcast I dropped, my mom, when I interviewed the young lady, my mom was like, oh my God, it's such a good, you know, interview, and it's such a good podcast. And I think on the second one, got a little raunchy, right? It was still an interview, but it got a little raunchy. And I tell this story all the time. And my mom was like, yeah, I can't listen to that, baby. She was like, I want to support you, but yeah, that's y'all talking a little too much for that stuff for me. I can't, you know, which I understood that. No, you know what I mean? Of course. But there are other people who I happen to know are who they are. And I know them for who they are, but they're like, you know, they don't necessarily say it per se, but it's kind of like, you go too far. You talk about this and you talk about that. I have a friend of mine who has basically said, nobody really cares about all the women you fucked, Jay. But the crazy thing is, these were conversations we would have.
Yeah.
So I didn't get it. Like,
I didn't get it. Are you single now?
Not really, no.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Is the person that you're with, are they okay with you talking about your past like that?
Yeah. They just choose not to listen.
That's good. You know, it allows, you know, for you to have your expression and, you know, however she expresses her way, I guess. You know what I mean? It's right. All good. Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah. Yeah.
For real. Anything you want to talk about, bro?
I don't know, man. Like,
I started, man, a little early, man. I'm sorry, bro.
No, listen, there's nothing wrong with that, man. There's nothing wrong with that. I probably would have too if I didn't have some other stuff going on. I probably be like 10 steps ahead of you. You know? but no, man, I mean, we can talk about whatever, bro. Like, you know, one thing I will say, the hardest thing that I think, and then I ask you the same, the hardest thing I think about podcasting for me at this juncture in the game is it's not even so much coming up with content as it is being consistent.
Oh, okay.
Being consistent for me has become a bit of a challenge. But the way that I combat that and the way that I have always kind of combated that is I'm constantly working. I'm constantly recording. If I got a free day, a free night somewhere, I'm recording. And so I just record so that I have a plethora of episodes and I can just pick and choose which one I'm going to put out. And I try to stay ahead of the game like that. And that's been working. But
that's slick. You know, that's slick for real. Damn. Yeah. Nah, I pretty much just do it on Wednesdays and Thursdays. And then I do the live show on Friday. That's recent, the live show. You know what I mean?
But if that's if that's the only time you have,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, that makes sense.
I said I was going to talk about this, that you had a guy that said he smoked enough crack. More crack than people have made in a year.
Yeah. He said he smoked up more money smoking crack than people have made. No, he said in their lifetime.
Oh, my goodness. In the lifetime. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
In their lifetime. Yeah. Yeah. he's actually a coach, like a success coach. He helps people become their most authentic selves, the most authentic version of who they are. And he helps them to grow and overcome all the challenges and obstacles in their life. So he's kind of like a life coach, but he doesn't like to be referred to as a life coach. And so
mentor, does he like mentor maybe?
Yeah. He's cool with that, but he just likes being called a coach, like a broad across the board coach. But he was saying that he struggled with drugs most of his life. And that, you know, he had a defining moment in his life that changed everything for him. And he made a decision to be a better person, to be someone different. And now that he's done that, he enjoys empowering others to do the same.
That's good, man. You know, I'd like to have him on. You know, I haven't had the chance to listen to the whole episode quite yet. But once I do, for sure, I'd like to talk to him, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, because, yeah,
no,
you know,
problem, man. I'll hook that up.
I appreciate that. Yeah, for real. There's, you know, because my brother has, you know, my brothers and me, I mean, I'll include myself in that. We've all had to deal with, you know, addiction and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And, you know, just to hear, you know, someone's side of it, because, you know, look, like I told you, my family keeps everything airtight. So like, even if I ask my brother something or one of them something, you know, it's like, you don't talk about it. You feel me? So, you know, that would be a good little coaching. That would be a great conversation to have, because, you know, of the addiction part of it and stuff like that. And what about you? So do you, all right, do you have any kind of, like, you know, I don't even want to say mental disorders or anything like that, because that's a fucked up stigma. Shout out Anxiety About Anxiety, Anxiety no, About Anxiety podcast. You know them, by the way?
I don't think so.
And yeah, check out the Anxiety About Anxiety podcast, man. Keith Snyder. He's a good dude, man. Good dude. A great podcast too.
Yeah, I'll definitely look into that.
Oh, wait, I'm gonna go back to it in here in a second. We're talking about ghosting, people ghosting you for your podcast. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck. Now I forgot the other shit.
Oh, shit. Hey, man, you gotta love it.
Fuck it. Yeah, now especially.
You had asked me about the anxiety.
Oh yeah. Is there any like anxiety like or depression or anything that you go through? Like,
no, man. I'll be honest with you, man. I don't know why or how, but I think I'm a very lucky individual in that respect. However, I do go through what I consider, what do I call it? Seasonal depression, I guess you call it, or melancholy. It's just when the seasons change from summer to winter. It's only like from winter to summer or spring or whatever, like I'm fine. But when it starts, when it goes from being warm to fall, I start to get this, I don't know, I just feel down, because, you know, it's like, damn, the summer's over.
It gets dark early.
Yeah. So that would be the only thing. And that'll probably last maybe, you know, a few days or maybe a week or so, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe not even, like, maybe it won't be like consecutively, but it'll just hit me at different times throughout that transition process, you know?
Sure.
Yeah. I think a lot of people deal with that though.
Yeah, well, you know, honestly, man, if seasonal depression is something that lasts more than a few days at a time, you know, that's when you should really be worried about it. You know what I mean? Like, if,
yeah,
you know, you can, there's a day or two, you know, that you're depressed during the week, you know, not even necessarily just down. I hate the, you know, depressed seems like it's like you're like fucking so down that you want to kill yourself. It's not that.
Yeah.
It's just sometimes you just want to, you know, sometimes you just, you know, down. You don't feel up to it, man. You ain't up to life.
That happens, man.
Yeah, man.
You know, I think it's a normal human way of being or emotion. It's just that, like you said, when it lasts longer than it should, that's when it's a real problem.
Yeah, man. And, you know, I've looked into psychedelics and shit like that. So I haven't actually done them. I've done them when I was a kid, but I haven't done them when I was, you know, I haven't done them since I was 17, 16. So, gotcha. You know, I'm a little worried about it, you know, for sure. You know, there's a lot of shit that accumulates in 30 years or 20 years.
yes sir yeah, don't I know that.
Yeah, no doubt.
But I mean, I drink, bro, and I smoke cigars and I smoke hookah. That's about it. But hey, that's my therapy, man.
No cannabis?
No, I can't tolerate it, man.
Is that right? No, there's people out there like that. Sure.
Yeah. I used to smoke weed every day. I would wake up and blaze one, and I would smoke all throughout the day, and I would smoke before bed and whatever else when I was a teenager. And then I got in some trouble when I was 19 years old, and I went away for about 8 years. And
when I came,
yeah, right. And when I came home, I tried it, and I was all paranoid and shit. And so I tried it maybe 4 or 5 more times after that, you know, with different intervals of time in between. And it's not for me, man. I don't like the way it makes me feel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because this new shit is strong.
No, I hear you. I hear you. No,
it is.
And you really have to know what strain is good for what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, there's two main strains. It's the sativa or the indica. The indica is like the downer. The sativa is the upper, where, you know, you can work and function and, you know, and basically it's fun as fuck. No, but
right, right.
But the indica is the one that you lay on the couch and you chill and you watch a movie or something and you just relax. You go to bed, you know what I mean? And you sleep good, and you sleep real good.
Yeah.
So, all right, now we got that. I'm gonna need your help. What was the other thing that I said I was gonna go back to? Oh yeah,
people ghosting me because of the podcast.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. See, that shows your experience right there, man.
I forget a lot of shit too, bro. I promise.
Well, I don't know. I've only seen you take one shot, man.
Oh no, no. I've taken two.
Oh shit! Okay.
I've taken two, and then I just had a shot of water. I poured some water in there and took that shot.
Oh, that's fat. Yeah, you got to stay hydrated, man. Good shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like this one individual, I would at least once a week. You know, hey man, you want to do a podcast this week? Nothing. You want to do a podcast this week? Nothing. Hey man, let's go chill. Let's do a podcast this week. Nothing. Next thing mm-hmm. you know, he'll call me. Oh, yeah, let's do a podcast this week. I get there and it's like, yo, help me do this real quick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yep. Yeah. I ain't even noticed that shit until afterwards. I was like, God damn. I was like, damn, I got played. You know what I mean? And now this person wants to jump in the whole shit. Like, yeah, man. Fucking suck. That's for the patrons. Nah, let me stop. I'm just playing. But what's your favorite part of podcasting, man?
Meeting the people, man. Meeting different people, meeting new people. I meet some incredible people, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, honestly. That's the most exciting thing for me. The relationships that I get to build with people that I would have otherwise never met.
Word.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Seriously. Man. That's facts.
So here's the thing. And I was just a guest on another podcast earlier this week. And the episode released Tuesday night. And the guy was basically like, he was saying like, man, you know, I listen to your podcast and you're, you know, very verbose, man. You're talking shit and you know, whatever. I'm like, yeah, but that's on my podcast, bro. Like, I can't come to your house and
word
act like I act at home. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just good etiquette, man.
That's why I said before we started recording, rather, I was like, yo, get whatever you drink. Get, you know what I mean? Shit. Yeah. Do what you need to do, man. Shit. I don't give a shit. Bro. Yeah, man. It's about being.
I definitely feel you.
It's have a real conversation, man. That's all it's about.
Yeah. That's it, man. So I guess I do have a few questions for you, bro. May as well. You gotta go.
Nah, I just gotta piss.
Can I pay your business?
I'll piss right quick. If you want to do your intro, you're more than welcome to, man. That way, you know, for your editing, if you want.
I just plug my intro in, man. It's already recorded. I just plug it in.
Fucking fire. So see, I'm telling you, shit I can learn, man. Shit I can learn from you, brother. All right, yeah, I'll piss. Yeah. If you want to start, okay. Go ahead.
But yeah, this guy's a cool dude, man. Need more, like, you know, just genuine, cool, down-to-earth cats like my man right here. Because honestly and truthfully, you know, some people, you know, they get these crazy ass egos and shit. And some of them, you know, don't really have necessarily more than any of the other podcasters out here that are just getting started, but they just have these egos and they have these personality traits that are just wild, just crazy. You know, it's like, well, I might work with you, I might not work with you. And, you know, they look at all the podcasting thing as a competition to the point where it's kind of like, well, damn, like, I don't really want to, you know, I don't really want to follow you or like your shit or shout you out because, you know, you might get my listeners or, you know, people might pay more attention to you. Like, all right, man, listen, we all doing this shit together. You know what I'm saying? We all trying to get there together. So I feel like, you know, we go further when we support each other than we could ever go by competing with each other. I'm not in this thing to compete with anybody. I'm not competing with Joe Budden. I'm not competing with any of them. I'm competing with myself. Every episode, I'm like, shit, I need for this one to be better than the last one. And sometimes I hit that mark and sometimes I don't. But at the end of the day, I chalk it up as a learning experience and keep pushing.
Hell yeah, man. You got to. Yeah. You got to, man. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what. Really, even what you say sometimes. I mean, sometimes you can be held accountable if it's something, you know, fucked up. But, you know, if it's just your own thoughts, if it's just you rambling on because, you know, I feel like we need that sometimes. That's what the art of the conversation is kind of to me. And, you know, because thinking your thoughts only breeds more thoughts. But when you're talking, when you're talking to somebody, when you're having a conversation, it's a totally different feel. It's a totally different vibe between the two people or three people, or whatever the group is. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, what I was going to ask you the same questions. What made you want to get into podcasting? Like, how did you embark upon this journey?
It was mainly comedy podcasts. A lot of the podcasts that I listened to were basically fun podcasts, just a bunch of guys making fun of shit. You know what I mean? So I kind of wanted to recreate that with the people that were around me. So it was fun. It was great. It was, you know, had a great time. And next thing you know, it transformed into more of a journal, more of a diary of, you know, if you will, with added content as far as what I was reading that week. I remember reading some comedian by the name of Ari Shafir. He had this thing called Shroom Primer, and it was basically rules for purchasing mushrooms. And so I was, you know, I kind of read the article and then I say, well, you know what? I really like doing this. Let me maybe write down a story. I wrote down kind of a half story. I'm not a writer. I don't claim to be. I just kind of write down thoughts and it's all scattered. You know, I ain't going front. And, you know, I started just recording what I wrote, basically. And, you know, that kind of turned into that, and I connected with a gentleman by the name of Adrian Bennett, the Upper Shroom. He'd like to do the Instagram Live. And so I kind of tried the Instagram Live a little bit with him, and I just realized it wasn't my thing. So, you know, so we started kind of forming a bond and forming a relationship, and he would shout me out, I would shout him out, and the next thing you know, we're having like some kind of business together. And all this is started from podcasting, just from talking about how I felt, you know what I mean? And that's what podcasting really does mean to me. I ain't going front, you know, it's yes, a way, sir. It's a way to connect, it's a way to really get what you feel and what you, you know, what you think, you know, people support you for what you think. And it's not, it doesn't have to be monetarily. It could be from the listens, you know, doesn't matter. You know, if you're getting one listen an episode, if you're getting a million listens an episode, you're getting that listen, you know what I mean? Somebody yeah. heard you say that. So it not only does it hold you kind of accountable a little bit, but it also is freeing and therapeutic at the same time.
Absolutely, bro. Goddamn.
Yo. Woo. Oh, no. I got a little deep there. Sorry. My bad.
No. I was taking a shot, man.
I know. I peeped it. You broke the ice.
Yeah, but no. That is absolutely 100% from my perspective accurate, because one thing I was going to say about podcasting that I love too is it's so fucking therapeutic. Yep. It is, man.
Facts.
I promise.
Facts.
Yeah.
Cuz you can actually get your thoughts out.
That's right.
Now, oh sorry. I know I'm kind of far. You can actually get your thoughts out. You know, and regardless, I mean, if you edit it, you can actually listen back to it and say, "Oh shit, you know, maybe that's not right." You can edit yourself. There's no problem with that.
Yeah, that's right.
You can edit. If somebody is like, hey, you know, look, I said some wild shit last night. Let me, you know, make sure, unless it's live.
Yeah, if it's yeah. live, there's no taking
it back. Yeah, ain't no taking it back if you're live now. Hold up.
Yeah, for real.
That's why I try to keep it a little calmer.
No, I get it. I'll tell you a brief story, man. I had a guy. We had a conversation about guns. This was around the time I live in Charlotte, North Carolina. So there was a college shooting where some students lost their lives. So what ended up happening was we were during that time, it was a good time to have that discussion. Just talking about the gun laws and these mass shootings and all of this shit. And so the guy was talking about some things, and because he owns several guns, and he was he's definitely for, you know, being able to bear arms. And so in some kind of way, he ended up talking about a situation at his job with this guy that he had some words with, and you know, the mention of the gun and what he would have done to him came up. And at the time, he used to work with me. So at the time, everybody that worked where I worked at, not everybody, but a core group of guys used to listen to the podcast. So somebody heard it. Somebody said something about it at this other job. And it got to management, dude. And like, he called me and he was like, bro, I need you to edit that part out, man. And I was like, what? I was like, dude, I don't even know. Because it was I was still early. I was still new to this.
Yeah.
I was still recording into Anchor. And I'm like, I don't know if I can do it. But I went and figured it out and got that part out of there, man. So, but yeah.
Yeah. No doubt. That's happened to me, sure.
Wow.
But not as far as the podcast, just me being stupid. I mean, I worked for a propane company. I took a picture of me next to a propane truck smoking a cigarette. So it wasn't smart. Yeah. But I wasn't that close to it. I was the regulated feet away, which was 50 feet. I had to be 50 feet right. away from it. I was.
But that didn't necessarily translate in a photo.
It does not. It looked like I was right on top of the truck talking about boom. It was with the, yeah. Yo, I posted it to Facebook with the fucking, the caption boom.
Whoa. Damn.
Yeah, they probably could have fired me, I'm sure, but they didn't realize that I was actually in the passenger seat, and the the driver was actually back there loading the truck, and I was actually from where we were the exact amount of feet away that I needed to be for it to be considered safe. So it wasn't, but like you said, it doesn't translate in a photo.
Yeah, that's real.
So yeah, it happens, man. It happens, yo. But see, like now, since you know, that company sold out, I've been kind of on my own. I've been doing Uber, you know, fucking crazy amount of hours a day, trying to you know, pay the bills and shit like that, and do what I love to do. You feel me?
Right. Yeah.
So it's paying the bills, but there's nothing extra. You feel me?
No, I feel you.
As far as Uber goes, podcasting don't pay shit. Not yet.
Not right now, but it will, and it can.
It can. It can be very lucrative, man. Like I said, there's a niche. There's a market for you. You as a person, there's a market. This is going to be the new gig economy. It kind of is already, but this has been pretty much it, yo. It's going to be content with people talking and this kind of Zoom shit. I don't know what programs you use, but it's basically going to be this, you know what I mean? And there's going to be the select few that's going to be out there working in, you know, the streets and, you know, bringing our food and, you know, garbage men, the essential people, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
It will. And I honestly do consider myself a patriot. I consider myself, the word conservative has been taken so much out of context, but I really do align more with the Libertarian Party because it's more, in my opinion, more on the individual rights, because I think that's more important. Like your rights and your family right, because your family falls under you, that is your right, you know, to do whatever, not whatever. I mean, I don't want to get that taken out of context, but you can't tell me, like, let's say school, I have to take my kids to school because I'm going to get arrested. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying I'm not saying that school is not important. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying that you're forcing, you know, people to do it. And it's just not a way of living for me. You know, I hate to get into politics. I didn't mean to get into politics for real. You know what I mean? Because, I do believe that, you know, every single person is responsible for their own journey in life, their own quote unquote pursuit of happiness. You know what I mean? And I don't think that should be infringed on to anybody.
I get you on that. I agree with that. Like, let people choose their own way. As long as they're not breaking any laws, hurting anybody, it shouldn't be a big deal. Exactly. And the bullshit laws should be removed. Yeah, definitely.
Sorry. So I don't consider myself like conservative, the Republican Party per se. I really do consider myself more in the middle. And my middle is different than the middle today, if you will. It really depends on the individual person, man. We really have to put pressure, not even pressure, but just like have personal responsibilities, man, you know, for what we do, what, not even what we say, but in our lives, what we do as far as being a good person, man. I mean, why do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not forcing people to do it. It's just people wanting people to do it. Like, yo, man, don't worry about all that other shit, man. All that politics and all the division and all that other shit that's out there. That shit is out there. Let's not bring it here. We don't have to bring it here towards us. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a shit about no your politics. I don't give a shit about your religion. I just want to talk to you. You know what I mean? That's it. No doubt. I don't give a fuck what you think.
I don't judge when it comes to that. I don't bother. I know everyone has their own belief systems and I know that they have their own reasons for it. And so I don't get caught up in it. But what I did want to ask you too, man.
Sure.
So where are you recording at right now?
I am in Virginia.
You're in Virginia. Yeah. Are you like in your house or in the studio that you made?
Nope. I'm in my bunker. It's my shed.
Okay. Yeah. man. Listen, that's my next move, bro.
Word.
That's my next move. Yeah. I want to get me a shed and it's going to be called the Cognac Room and it's going to kind of be like a pub, basically. And I'll do all my recording in there. But the reason I asked that is because I don't hear a lot of echo. Like, I don't hear a lot of noise reflection in there. So did you have it like treated somehow?
I know you see these cardboard boxes next to me, bro. I mean, you ain't gotta just lead me into it. I mean, you could just bring it up, man. Like, so what's up with the boxes next to you, bro?
I see things, but I don't know what they are.
Nah, I'm just playing.
Where
with
the boxes at?
Nah, you good. All right, bet.
So is that, you can't see what I'm pointing at, but
all right. So here, that's the cardboard boxes.
Okay.
All right. That's actually more because it's cold and I was just trying to block the wind because this is a piece of plywood. I'm in the shed, like the shed for real. And
shit.
Yeah. So I just tacked up a American flag in order to just cover it up. That's all.
Yeah. Well, you gotta have a background.
Yeah. You know, this flag is actually from a real good friend of mine that passed away. So, you know, it really does honor him. Damn, I don't want to show y'all the other side.
No, you don't have to, man. But tell me how the cardboard actually absorbs sound. Because I didn't know that. I've heard people talk about all sorts of things, but they never mentioned cardboard.
You ever seen Hustle and Flow?
Yeah, I have.
When they put up the egg cartons on the wall. They use that as the sound barrier. You know what I mean? And
that's right.
Yeah. So that was it. It's just a cheap poor man's sound barrier. It doesn't work too well. You can actually put stuff behind it though, make it better. But I didn't think it was that big a deal because I don't get a whole lot of noise in here.
From what I can hear, man, like from what I'm hearing right now, it's good, man. Yeah. Better than what, cause this wall behind me reflects a lot of echo, but I don't hear
anything, to be honest.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good.
Nah, it sounds real good.
Edit. Like when I start editing, man, I hear it and but I can take it out. So I have a way to take it out.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get, all right. So the reason I started recording with the podcast, with the USB mic was because I interviewed a gentleman by the name of Ben Hunter. And he's starting to become a big rapper in the UK. He's got like 8,000 followers right now, and he's got a little buzz going. So I interviewed on the podcast. I interviewed him one-on-one. It was on the podcast, but I used a mixer. And with this pile, the headphone jack is fucked up. It just rings. You know what I mean? I was trying to do the best I could with it. And luckily last week, last Friday is when I was able to actually kind of figure it out where it didn't make the little hum. But even still, it kind of embarrassed me, like, damn, you know what I'm saying? So what I was doing was turning down my condenser mic every time I would stop talking. Every time I would talk, I would turn it back up, you know, and then you would hear the dee. It's like, fuck. So I don't know. Yeah. It's up on the page, but I don't. I want to fix it first before I put it out on audio.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yep. No, I feel you, man. Hey, man, we go through all kinds of stuff, man. I went through this thing where all my damn audio was too low and shit, and I was mad as a motherfucker, man. Because I listened to it, I'm like, damn, it's too low. And then, so let me ask you: You have iPhone, you iPhone or Android?
Android.
Damn. Well, no, the reason I said that is because if you were iPhone, I was gonna shoot you an invite to Clubhouse, man.
Oh, because, I know, man.
Yeah.
I got the premium headliner. So if you want to for real, I mean, I'm just let you know if you ever want to I'm not going to steal your shit, but your RSS feed and shit like that, I'll put the RSS feed into my headliner premium. I got it until I think November of this year. So I got quite a few months left. What they do, they said, they'll send you daily, clips from your podcast and it'll be 60 seconds, but you can, with the premium, you can create your own clips too. You feel me? So just a little 1 minute clips and whatever. No watermark or anything. You create your own watermark. So your logo, you can put your logo at the bottom of it and shit like that, whatever.
Gotcha.
you know, if you're ever interested in that, let me know. You know what I'm saying? I can. It ain't nothing for me to just put an RSS feed. They send it to me and I fucking forward it to you. I mean,
sweet.
That's not that big a deal. You know what I mean? So let me know if you want, if you're interested in doing that for real, for real.
Yeah, definitely, you know? Bro.
Yeah, man. I'm doing the Zoom premium right now until January. No, December of this year.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and that's
this is
up to 100 people for unlimited amount of time. So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, yo, I mean, bruh, use me.
For real, man. We definitely gonna work some stuff out and work together, man, because that's what I'm telling you, that's what I'm all about. Cause you won't believe the people. I've run across some good people who've helped me a lot, but just as many good people as I've run across who were free with information and knowledge and you know, helping me to better my shit. I ran across twice as many people that didn't want to help me, didn't want to tell me shit. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
So,
I hate people like that, man. It's like, this community, the podcasting community, is not supposed to be that. Podcasting community is where we all get together, we all talk, we all fucking network, and we all do our shit. We all, you know what I'm saying?
That's it, bro. That's it, bro. And that's the whole thing, man. That's why I just told some guys just recently, man. I'm like, man, when you start showing love and start helping people and giving people, you know, free advice, free information and shit, that's when you really start to flourish, man. Because that's when I really started to flourish, honestly, truthfully. When I started just being like helping people, not expecting shit, like, oh man, no, you want to know? Okay, yeah, look, I'm gonna send it to you. Okay, listen, check out this YouTube video, like whatever. Man, that's when people started really fucking with me for real. You know what I'm saying? Because they like, this is a good dude, like he's a genuine dude. And so they didn't mind helping me. So now I got the people that's, you know what I'm saying? So
shout them out, man. Shout them out for real. Because I'll shout mine out. Like, you know, Adrian Bennett, the Upper Shroom, fucking Damn Nugget, Kush Dog Farm, Nothing Is I. Yo, I mean, you. I'm for real, man. Hell yeah.
Real, man. Like my homeboy Darnell Brown, man. You know, from the what is it? Oh man, I've been drinking. Hold up. damn. All right. My boy Darnell Brown from the Bulletproof Hustle. That's the name of his podcast. He wrote a book, man. He's been very free with knowledge and information. He's, like I said, he's a brand coach, man. He gets paid to do that shit. So the fact that he would actually share as much as he has shared with me free, I appreciate that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking right.
You know, yeah, man. So many people, bro. Like a guy named Glenn Graham, the guy Bob that we're gonna get him on the show with you or whatever. Like, it's so many people that have given me so many nuggets along the way to just kind of help me to up my game. And it's worth it, man, and it's working. So at the end of the day, you know, I want to see everybody get to where they want to be, man. Like one dude told me just recently, he said, you may only want to go to McDonald's, but goddamn it, if I can help you get there, I'll help you get there.
Damn right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's how I see it, man. Because at the end of the day, my mindset is when one of us make it, we all make it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, facts. That's just how I see it, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, those people, man, that want to come around now, that they seeing your consistency and your growth, we can see a lot of times, man, they don't think we're going to stick to this shit. They're like, yeah, he going to do this shit for 2 months and whatever. And then, but then when they see, damn, it's been this much time, 6 months, he's still at it. He's not stopping. Why is he still going? What's going on behind the scenes? I need to be a part of this.
He's got to be better than he was back then.
Exactly. And that's what it is. And a guy, I had a guy recently tell me straight up, like, build your brand, build your shit, and then I'll fuck with you. I ain't gonna fuck with you right now. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
but at least
that's a good dude right there.
Right. at least I can respect him in what he's saying. You know what I'm saying? He's saying not right now. He's not saying I'm not never going to do it. He said, go ahead and build your shit. Get your shit together, man. And once you got your shit together, come back and holler at me.
Yeah, because that means you got something, bro. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Hell yeah. So,
you know, so it's all about growth, man. Inspiring each other and supporting each other, bro. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, me too, man. And, you know, honestly, what excites me the most about all of this is the electronics and doing all that. And, you know, I had to learn really how to, you know, project my voice, to be perfectly honest. And into a microphone is different, you know, when you're out in the open. But projecting your voice into the microphone and actually, you know, having something poignant to say, it takes a lot of practice. And when people hear that, that's how they become interested, because, you know, you can actually hold, you know, a conversation for 5 or 10 minutes by yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, doing it just by yourself. That's been very, because that's the reason that I started off talking to other people, because I was like, I can't just sit there and talk. Because if I sit there and I talk by myself, it's going to be 10 minutes long. You know what I'm saying? And each episode, that's going to be it. But now that I've been doing it for a while, I can sit and I'll be talking and trying to make a video. And I'm like, damn, I'm still rambling and shit, and I have to chop it up or whatever. You know what I mean? So I've gotten better at that. And I think I mentioned this to you before, but I have a second podcast that I'm about to be starting soon, man. It's totally different. It's more of a inspirational thing. I already have the intro. I already have the trailer and the first episode. I'm just kind of waiting.
Once you get the name of it, once you get it settled and it's got a copyright, put it out.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to hear that.
Yeah, man, definitely.
You know, there are a lot of quote unquote inspirational podcasts and stuff like that, but
that's right.
There should be, because everyone has their own story. Everyone has something that they can learn from someone else, you know, and without all the bias and all that other bullshit that comes with the world today, we can just, you know what I'm saying, talk and people will listen, as long, you know, people like the other stuff too, you know, obviously the comedy and the politics and all that other kind of stuff, you know, that if that's what you're into, that's cool, but that's just not what I'm into, you know.
Yeah, I feel you, man. I'm telling you, bro, like for me, man, you bro, people would never understand. You know, I hear a lot of people say shit like, I'm cut from a different cloth. You know what I'm saying? They don't sell this fabric anymore. I hear that shit all the time, right? But but I can honestly say I do feel like I am cut from a different cloth, because I understand loyalty and I understand respect and I understand courtesy. And a lot of people, I wasn't always that way. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people don't really understand that. So tonight, like I said, man, we had a lot of stuff going on here at the house. There were some people here that were working on some things that were making noise. And, man, it was tearing me up that I was like, man, I may actually have to not follow through with my appointed slot for tonight with my brother, right? So I'm like, damn. But that shit was tearing me up, because as a person, man, I feel like, you know, especially being our first time that we set up something to actually do like an official recording or something, for me to have to, you know, cancel or reschedule, like, that's not a good look. You know what I'm saying? And I know how I feel when people do that shit to me. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? Even though I may understand.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I may understand life happens. Mm-hmm. But I don't like that, because it's like, well, damn, what am I going to do now? Because, you know, I wanted to, you know, whatever. So I was trying to make sure that even if I had to fucking go and do the shit outside or whatever, man, that I was going to be able to do it, because much it meant to me. Yeah,
I appreciate
that
shit.
Meant to me, to keep my word to you, man. You know what
Thanks,
I mean?
Thanks, man. Yeah, word. And you know, I had one earlier today, and that had to reschedule. But that one was different, and you know, that one was understandable. But
yeah,
the ones that just ghost you, and don't say nothing. And then all of a sudden you can't even, you don't even know where they social media is no more. Nothing like right, that. Right. You're like, yo, they block the shit out of you. Okay. All right. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the thing. Cause you got people, man, that they're looking at your numbers on social media and it's like, well, shit, I wouldn't mind being on this show, but he ain't got enough numbers yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, like, these are fucking numbers. Like, they mean something, but they don't mean nothing. Because I promise you, it's a lot of these motherfuckers with numbers, but they bots. They're not even real people.
That's that share for a share shit that we talked about.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You got fucking 45,000 people on your Instagram, and you post something, you get 20 fucking likes.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got them. Those aren't real people, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Now, don't get me wrong. I do understand that. And my buddy Darnell was the one that told me this. He said, man, he said in business, there's like this ratio thing. He was like, I forget what he said, but I think he said something like, for every 100 views or something like that, or for every 100 people, you'll get two people that, or three people, or, you know, a certain percentage that'll fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
So you already know, like, okay, if you got 500 followers, you might get 10 likes because you got people that, and that's another thing. Your views will be up here, but your likes and comments will be down here.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to watch your shit. And most of them might love it, but only a few of them going to tell you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
They will not. Why is it so hard for somebody to hit that like button? I don't understand.
I don't fucking know, man.
I will share your shit in a heartbeat. I don't give a shit. Why? Yeah. Why would I care? Look, it's watch it. It looks. Who cares? It right? It's like, check it out. Yeah. You might like it. Fuck.
Exactly. What people don't understand is, man, it's about supporting. I don't understand what the fuck is so hard about that shit, bro.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Why you holding me to some kind of motherfucking standard? Yo, I'm over here doing my thing. That's what it feels like. That's what it feels like to me anyway. Shit.
Yeah, no, for real, man. Like, people do this shit every fucking day, bro. And I'm like, I'm sick of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sick of the whole, you know, follow and unfollow shit because you want to have high followers and follow a low number of people so that you look important and shit. Like, come on, man. That shit ain't worth a goddamn dime. If it's not making you money, you're just trying to look some a certain way. You're being a fucking sheep. You're doing what everybody else fucking does, right?
Mm-hmm.
For me, I'm on some different shit, man. I'm like, man, when I fucking leave the situation, I want motherfuckers to be able to say, hey, man, that's a good dude. That's a real dude.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
He did right by me, by us, by whomever. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's more important to me than like any of the other shit, honestly. Because if you have a good name and that name follows you, you're going, doors are going to open.
Regardless. Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, and it doesn't necessarily have to be loyalty, but, you know, being a good person is not necessarily like today's practice in society, man. It's so weird.
It's not.
Man. It's like it's all about the Instagram, the like, the share and the dance. It's all about the dancing shit now, you know what I mean? But don't get me wrong, I fuck with a meme, especially when there's a group of dudes in the snow drawing a big dick. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I'm saying.
If there's or like a midget jumping off the boardwalk and it makes a little whoop.
You know?
That shit funny to me. I don't give a shit.
I love memes. I love all of that shit, man. I do. My whole thing is, like, man, at the end of the day, you know, I want to be able to enjoy. This shit is fun, but it's supposed to be more fun than it is. It's supposed to be fun to everybody. You know what
Thank
I'm
you. Yes, yes. This is supposed to be a fun thing to do. Come on, man. Yeah, come join me. Let's do this shit. Let's have fun doing it.
Exactly. That's it, man. And that's the thing, man. Like, because, okay, industry talk. I've had a lot of motherfuckers hit me with the industry talk. Oh, yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to do it. Yeah, da, 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 da. And then nothing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You reach out to them. Mm-hmm. Like you said, they might not, you can't even get through now. The goddamn social media blocked. You didn't have to say that shit. You could have been like old boy and said, go ahead and get your numbers up and then I'll fuck with you.
Right. Even be real, just be real about it. You know what I mean? Just
be real about it. That's it. You know what I'm saying? That's it. But I don't know, man. Don't get me on my soapbox about that shit.
No, I feel you on that. You might actually know the second dude. You know the second dude from the original podcast?
So what I always thought, and I could be wrong, I thought it was a white guy, Hispanic guy, and a black guy, right?
I was the Hispanic guy. Yeah.
You were the Hispanic guy. Yeah. Right? So I know the black guy. I don't really know or remember specifically who the white guy was.
Okay. Yeah. He was. He went live. That day you were there. He was the one commenting in the comments.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know, he was the one that didn't want to, like, he was the one that be like, yeah, I ain't trying to talk to you, man. You know, like, he would ignore me and shit. He did just have a baby, and I'll give him that. You know, there's nothing at all that makes me like hate him or anything because of that. You know, he's right. A child. I got three. Yeah. I get it. I know exactly how it is, man. You ain't gotta, you know, but don't sit here and one day don't want to talk to me, and then the next day, what's up? How you doing? How you been?
Yeah,
let's do it all over again. Yo, we got to do this podcast right now. You know what I mean? I got 7 weeks until I go back to work.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Listen, I got a lot more. I got a lot more than 7 weeks to make a podcast. So I want to perfect this, buddy. It's not just about just having fun, man. I want to have fun. I want to have fun at the same time. Be professional. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely, man. So, all right, because I don't want to take up all your time, man. But
man, I'm chilling. I don't care, man.
But so, what are you using now? Right now, like at this time, what are you using to?
Cocaine. Like- a lot of cocaine. you know, I had to get off of heroin, so I switched over to kratom. Yeah, the kratom was real good. It'll leave you slumped, but it won't leave you dumped.
Oh shit! Nah, man, I'm talking about for your your DAW or your editing, or you know, like what are you using at this particular time?
Right now, nothing, honestly, because I hate it so much. But I got caught up because I was using a pirated copy of Adobe Premiere Pro. So now every time I re-download the pirated copy, it just fucks my computer up, and it won't let me use it. It won't let me finish it. So you know, it's $20 a month for it, and I know how to use it. It's just right now at this point in time. I can't afford it, and I don't want to necessarily, you know, I don't really, you know, I like to keep it raw the way it is. I don't know.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I feel you. And I'm running across an increasing number of people who are just like, man, we just gonna record this shit and put it out.
Yeah.
And honestly, people appreciate that. People like that. You know what I mean? I do have to do some editing sometimes because
it's unavoidable. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. There are some things that I'm like, yeah, I gotta take that out. Or, you know, someone will say something and be like, hey, take that out. But, and then for me more so, I do more of my editing for the sake of time because we'll record for 2.5 hours sometimes and I have to whittle that down to 1 hour. So that's the main thing. But yeah. Man, listen,
that makes me even sound like that makes me cringe. Like, really? Y'all got 2 hours of recording. You got to make an hour of it.
Oh, it sucks. It sucks, man. But what I realized, 45 minutes to an hour episodes for my particular audience performs best. Anything over an hour, I see they start to drop off.
Interesting.
You know, yeah. So I'm like, okay, give them anywhere between 30 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
But now I've hit a couple of 30 minute episodes and had people be like, hey man, what's up? That shit was short. Like, you know.
Oh, I mean, really?
There's certain, yeah. You usually have some people that, you know, they have a long commute or, you know, and I've noticed people have a habit sometimes of of waiting until there are two or three episodes so they can just binge. You know what I'm saying? So it's weird behaviors when it comes to this shit, man. But, you know, I appreciate everybody for how they listen, when they listen, the fact that they care to listen at all, honestly. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
But, yeah, man. But, you know, I don't know. At the end of it, I just want to grow, man. I want to grow and I want to help other people grow, bro. That's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, by doing stuff like this, being on each other's shows, some of my people get to hear you. Some of your people get to hear me. And the nature of podcast listeners is, it's not like it's going to be like, well, damn, I heard Arce. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Okay. I heard Arce shit and I ain't going to listen to Jay's shit no more, or vice versa. That typically doesn't happen. What's more likely to happen is they'll just add the other podcast to their repertoire, to their listening. So it's because at the end of the day, if you listen every week and you've heard the mine for the week, shit, you ain't got nothing else to listen to unless you got some other ones
facts.
That you listen to.
Yep. Facts. Facts. All you got to do is follow, man. Let the automatic downloads. Hey, look, if you don't listen to the last three, you know, at least keep one. You know what I mean? Keep one. Leave it. Just keep one at least, because that's how I figured that's how I found like Anxiety About Anxiety. That's how I found Psychedelicast. Mm-hmm. You know, I tried to reach out to Psychedelic. He ghosted me.
Put you up.
Yeah,
they do that shit, man.
Yeah, he ghosted
they do
me.
That shit, bro.
Punk ass. No, let me stop. But I don't know. What the fuck was I talking about, man? I gotta stop smoking weed, bro.
Now, you were just saying that you know, you had reached out to dude and he had ghosted you, but you were saying that's how by having fun and by listening to different stuff and podcasts.
Yeah. And when you really start to love. That's when I started loving podcasting, when I was listening to other people's podcasts that, you know, maybe had 1,000 listens total, you know, maybe had 100 listens total, you know, it didn't matter, you know, it's very interesting. And it's very niche. The podcast market is very, very niche. People like you for you, and that's what people want to hear is you, not necessarily what you're doing or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And people will support you because of who you are now.
Yeah.
You know, not what you can necessarily provide, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's real shit. That's real shit, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro.
Hell yeah. Thank you, bro.
I appreciate you, man. All right. Last time I'll let you give your plugs, man. I'll give mine and
roll
it on out. Go ahead, brother.
Nah, give your plugs, man.
Oh shit. Okay. Oh, you want me to go first? All right. Hey, you can follow me on Instagram at RSAYSR, or you can follow the podcast page at RSAY Podcast. Hey, this is what I do. I'm in the bunker. If it's cool, you know, you can go to patreon.com/8blocksentertainment. That's where I put up all, you know, my interviews and podcasts and then exclusive content. You know, Instagram is mostly about me. Shit, I ain't go front, you know what I mean?
Hey, that's right.
Word is bud. Yeah, hey man, hey man. Look, anyway, so thank you so much. It's a great I love podcasting for real. And check out the RSA podcast on pretty much every platform, except I'm having a little issue with my RSS feed right now. So if you can just go to Spotify, it's all on there. That's all the updated stuff. You know what I mean? I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, man. And so like for me, like I said, man, my shit's on, you know, Spotify, Apple, Google, whatever, all the platforms, I guess. And as far as social media, you can find me on Instagram at the Cognac Room Podcast, Facebook at the Cognac Room Podcast, and Twitter at just the Cognac Room. And we have, you know, clips and stuff that we put up of upcoming episodes. You know, sometimes there's a Throwback Thursday on there or something like that. I do this thing called A Shot with Jay sometimes. Sometimes it's kind of humorous. Sometimes it's just a rant, but you know, you might like one or two of them.
Facts. That's what's up. Thanks, brother. All right.
Yeah. Thank-